Well, who will clean up the toxic rock dumped by a mining company in the Tarkine wilderness areas of Tasmania? That's the question being posed by conservationists after a court ruled that the Tasmanian government was wrong to allow Shree Minerals to store large amounts of acid-producing waste rock above ground. The mining company has put its operations on hold mid-year because of a drop in iron ore prices, and environmentalists are demanding answers from the state government about how the site will be rehabilitated. Scott Jordan is a spokesman for Save the Tarkine. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Now, this court case centred on the permits, the environmental permits that had been given to the mining company as to where they should store these toxic rocks. At first it was below ground, but then a change was made to the permit to say that they could be stored above ground. You were always concerned about that. Why?
Look, the concern is in a lot of mining, particularly most of the mining in Tasmania, acid mine drainage is a major issue. And so when you remove the ores from the ground, there's a high amount of sulfur in the rocks around those ores. And once it's exposed to oxygen in the atmosphere, it starts to form sulfuric acids. And then those acids can leach into the groundwater table, into the river systems, and contaminate surrounding soil. And so it's in that process of mining, you're actually creating that acid problem. And how you store that either the tailings or those acid-producing wastes is critical to how big an impact that acid mine drainage is going to have on the surrounding environment. And in this case, under the original permits that were granted by the state government, they were required to store that material underground in the pit under the water level, so that would reduce the amount of oxygen getting to it. It doesn't completely remove it, but it would reduce the amount of oxygen, therefore reduce the amount of acids being produced. Unfortunately, what we saw is that a company had disclosed, following getting permits, that it had 20 times as much waste as it had been assessed on, and that it would require storage above ground in breach of the original permit. And the director of the EPA went against his board's earlier decision and allowed that storage of an even greater amount to be stored above ground. Mm. And so we're now in this awkward situation where not only did the company stop operations some 6 months ago, and so there's nobody on site to be managing that, but we have this material being stored above ground. And one of the original permit conditions was that the company wasn't required to put forward a mine closure and rehabilitation plan until 12 months after it commenced operations. This mine only ran for 7 months, and so at this point there is no rehabilitation plan. There are no permit conditions requiring rehabilitation around it, because they will come from that report if it was ever tendered. Mm. And we have huge questions about how this material that was, is now deemed to have been put there unlawfully is going to be fixed. And okay. We don't know at this point whether it's the government who'll be responsible, or the company, or whether it'll get done at all.
So what did the court hear about why the director of the Environment Protection Agency, Alex Sharp, changed the permit to allow those toxic rocks, as you've described, to be kept above ground?
Well, what Mr. Sharp put forward when he made that decision was that the company had disclosed it had more waste, had 20 times more acid-producing waste, and in that scenario, that amount of waste couldn't be stored in the in-pit facility, and therefore would require to be stored above ground for a period of 3 years before it could be transferred back into the ground.
And the court heard that the EPA director described that change to the permit as minimal. The court has said that it was in fact quite dramatic and should not have been done. It's somewhat of a Pyrrhic victory, though, isn't it, given that it has been done and the mine's now ceased operations?
That's correct. And there was some fairly poor behaviour on behalf of the EPA director, who is now, he retired earlier this month. But we had a scenario where this permit amendment was sought before mining commenced last November. We requested a statement of reason from the director at that time. He delayed that in the courts before choosing not to contest at all for some 7 months. So it was 7 months before we could even get the reasons for the change. Until we had those reasons, we couldn't launch any action in the court to try and remedy it. And so it's actually taken us over 12 months to resolve this.
Okay.
That should have been resolved before mining started.
An important final question. Why would you believe that the mining company, despite the fact that it's ceased operations and that it hasn't had to come up with a plan for how it will rehabilitate the site, why would you believe that they wouldn't make good and rehabilitate the site in the way that you would expect?
Look, our concern is around a couple of the key directors of this company were associated with the Pike River coal mine disaster in New Zealand, where you remember there was a number of miners killed. And the company, the directors, used the insurance funds to pay for a legal defence for the directors and left the families who were entitled to compensation awarded by the courts well short of the compensation that they were supposed to have received. The company went into receivership at the same time these directors were forming this company to mine in Tasmania. They're also associated with Gujarat Coal in New South Wales, which is now being taken over. It's operating as Wollongong Coal, but under the previous management, under these directors active control, there was a number of discrepancies there that I understand are being investigated by New South Wales Police in relation to fraud and misdirection of monies. And so these guys have got formed for behaving badly and not meeting their obligations. And they should never have been given a mine permit in the start, in our view. But there's real concerns that at this point, they probably don't even have any legal obligations to fix things. And so if they're but their track record is walking away from their obligations. Okay. It makes it so much easier if they don't have any.
Thanks so much for taking us through those details. It's a very, very difficult issue. Thanks so much, Scott.